That's Patty Loveless, and you don't even know who I am. B1049, 7:30, and we're at 57 degrees, high of 64 today. And joining me in the studio is Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail. You may have recognized his name. It's been a while since we've talked with Mark, but welcome back.
Hi, TK. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And it sounds like you're back. You probably got something happening soon, huh?
Yeah, another Oregon Trail bicycle ride.
Oh, good for you. And that starts soon, I'm assuming?
Right. Monday morning. A friend of mine from Abbotsford, actually, that I went to high school with, we're going to be using his RV. He's going to be my first support driver.
Nice.
And we're going to head off for Denver. Last spring, I ended in Denver coming from L.A.
Yeah, you were taking the trek up the hills.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
And we ended in Denver, so we're going to start in Denver next Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Bright and early at a hospital transplant center. They're going to do a kickoff event for us, and I'm going to start biking back to Plover.
Wow. That's about, what, 2,000 miles or so?
It's going to be right at 1,900, I think.
1,900 miles.
Yep.
And you're going to do all the biking all the way yourself.
Yep. Yeah, well, yeah, going to stop in Kansas City, do an event, stop in St. Louis, do an event, and then Mayo, Rochester.
And this is all for organ donations, live kidney donations is how it started, right? And you did a liver, a little part of a liver or something along the way, too.
Yeah, they call it my sliver of my liver.
Yeah.
I learned about liver donation when I was doing my kidney donation.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it in Madison because they have an age limit at 60.
Okay.
And I was over 60, so I learned that Keck Medicine of USC takes older people, and they look more at the individual. They don't have a hard cutoff. They just look at your health and your liver situation. And they said, yeah, if you want to donate a portion of your liver, the way my liver was structured, I couldn't give a lobe. They usually give a right or a left lobe.
Oh, okay.
Which is a lot. It can be up to 70% of your liver.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But it regenerates, and that's the whole thing. But I couldn't do that. And they told me I couldn't do it. And they initially said I couldn't donate. But then they thought, wait, we have a method for this called the left lateral segment. So I call it the sliver of a liver. And that was able to go into a 9-month-old little girl.
Oh, yeah. And we've been following that, too. So
that is
interesting. And people are just joining us. This is Mark Scotch with the Oregon Trail. And it was the live kidney donation. It started for you when you were in a bar in Louisiana. And a gentleman asked you.
You got to keep bringing that up.
Well, I do. Well, the only reason I bring that up is because on my vacation. This is kind of how it came around where I text Mark. I was at a bar, go figure. And there's a lady across the bar talking to her friends about how she needs a kidney.
Oh, wow.
And she had her friend, her mentor, and they're trying to figure out how she can get a kidney, and she's on the waiting list. And then I overheard, and I said, wait a minute. And have you ever heard about the live kidney donations? And I brought that up, started talking, and they started asking a whole lot of questions. I said, oh boy, I got to get Mark here. So you're sending me all the information for him too. And they greatly appreciated all the information. And the mentor was going to look into it right away.
Wow.
Yeah. And I thought, how cool is that? And they've got a bunch of people that said that they would donate if they could. So hopefully this will work out for him. And on the bright side of things, I gave him all this information. They bought my dinner.
So you're kidding.
Wow, that was nice.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a shock because we were getting ready to pay. They just left. We were getting ready to pay, and they took care of it.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, wow, okay, that's a good deal.
You should have had one more beverage.
If I would have known.
If only.
Yeah, if only.
That's
so
fantastic.
Yes, I mean, it just kind of the way it started with you, except I haven't donated anything yet, but it's... Who knows?
Well, that's just the perfect example of what we're trying to do for the last 5-6 years is that just educate people. So if they come into a conversation, they have a little bit of knowledge and know where to go to get more information to help people. And that's really what this is all about.
Yeah. And that's really cool what you're doing. Can you stick around for a couple
more
minutes? Okay.
Yep.
We'll play a few songs here. We'll come back with Mark Scotch and talk about his upcoming journey that... I think it starts Monday. You're heading out?
Going to drive to Denver on Monday, and Wednesday morning, I'm going to start biking back.
All right. We'll hear about that. That's coming up. B1049.
Run your car.
Real Country, B1049, Susie Boggess, and Outbound Plane. It's 7:40, and Mark Scotch is in the studio with the Oregon Trail talking about the bike ride you've got coming up. And all this is Oh, you want to make awareness of live kidney donations, and you've got the liver donation in there too. As long as you made a pit stop and just decided to donate a sliver of your liver.
I kept telling people during the kidney rides, just go get evaluated.
Right.
You know, you can't make a decision until you get evaluated because maybe you can't do it. So there's no sense in beating yourself up about, you know, should I or shouldn't I? So I had to take my own advice. I went out to LA and got evaluated, found out I could donate part of my liver. It's a little bit trickier. It's a little bit more intense. But it worked out. And so this ride is kind of to simulate my going out to LA to donate a sliver of my liver. The little girl that I donated to lives in Phoenix, and her mom are going to fly up to Denver.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So they're going to be there on the morning, next Wednesday morning, and be there for that event. So I get to see Selena. She's 3 now.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. So you're going to take off from Denver then you're going to bike all the way back here to Plover, right?
Correct.
About how long do you think that's going to take?
I hope to get done the weekend of Memorial Day.
Okay. So you take a little extra time. I have no idea how long it would take, but that's almost 2,000 miles, 1,900 miles, you said. And along the way, you'll be stopping at places, and you'll be actually making some talks, I would assuming, and doing some other media interviews just to get people aware that you can do these live kidney donations and help people out. And that's why you're doing this.
Correct. It's just about awareness. We just want to get the message out to try and educate people. Yeah, so I still have my friend in Minnesota. She used to work for a TV station, a news department. She's sending out press releases right now to see if Channel 7 or Channel 9 or somebody wants to come out to Sunday when we get the RV ready, do an interview. So we just want to get more message out, more word out that there's a need. And then, all along the way, we'll be contacting media. And I have these 4 events set up with transplant centers. A little bit of a kicker on this one. We're trying to change some legislation in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going out there three times, I guess, last 6 to 8 months to change a bill in Congress to where we can compensate living kidney donors.
Oh.
And maybe create a little bit more of an incentive and get people curious. And so I've got meetings set up with as many offices of U.S. senators in all the states I'm coming through.
Oh, wow.
Good. And also all the districts I'm going through of any U.S. representative. So I've got those meetings. I don't have all of them, but as many as we can get. So we'll be doing those at the same time.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Changing things as you go and making people aware of that. Wow. Did you ever dream you were going to be doing this, you know, back 10 years ago?
At this point in time, some people call it a nightmare. No.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, keep up the good work. That is such a great thing. And I'm glad you brought it to our attention when you first started out, too.
Well, thank you. And it's amazing hearing your story about meeting that couple a few days ago.
Isn't that amazing?
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Oh, well, keep us updated. Maybe we can hook up and get some updates from you along the road, too. We'll talk about that here as well. But appreciate you coming out. That's Mark Scotch with the Oregon Trail. He's got another ride and starting out he's heading to Denver, and I think kicks off on Wednesday, right? And you can follow him on the OregonTrail.org. You've got where you can follow.
The Oregon Trail website and the Oregon Trail Facebook page.
Facebook page, too. So we'll keep an eye on you for that. Well, thank you, Mark. We appreciate that. 7:44 now. Real Country B1049.